everybody. Welcome to another G30 podcast following week one of the Galaxy season. I am Count, and I am here with
Big Yo, Boy Mike. Guys?
With Mike. Timmy is off to some other part of the world where, you know.
He's just living his life, dog.
He's a jet setter living his life, so we're covering for him today. Love you, Timmy. Mike, you're wearing these big sunglasses for people not watching the show. So go look at this later so you can see the getup this guy has on. What's going on there, Mike?
For the lack of a better word and, you know, lack of better explanation, I've had a really rough day today. And I've just barely found a way to roll out of bed and go get some food, but my head is killing me. And the lights are a little too bright, so
you're not feeling well.
Not feeling hot today, dude. Not at all. Nope.
I just got back from the Team LA store. Should I do the jersey reveal?
Oh, did you pick it up?
I did. I picked it up. So
I haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, let's see.
That's awesome, dude. I always think 11 is such a good soccer number.
Had to rock the number 11 Grandster. I'd been going back and forth. Like, who do you get? Mark Delgado? Not yet. Ryan? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't want to go Cheech, you know? I mean, no respect to Cheech as my voice cracks. I don't know. I don't have a kit yet that's like a random kit, and I wanted to start building out some random numbers.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like 11 is such a good soccer number. My favorite numbers in general are 11 and 17, and I think those look so good with
winger numbers
out on the wings. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that makes sense knowing the type of player that I like. It's either 11 or 17. But
yeah, for sure. So that was fun. I always go there in the middle of the week, and I'm like, oh, I hope I run into somebody, and I did not see anybody, but there was activity going on. I think they're training and looking forward to Charlotte. Let's get into this last game here. We played, oh my gosh, it's been a long day. Sorry. My brain is fried.
You're good, man. That makes the both of us here.
We played, who the fuck did we play?
NYCFC.
NYCFC, the champs, yeah. We won 1-0 at the death. It was kind of an exhilarating finish to what was a little bit of a tit-for-tat game. But I'd like to just hype up the atmosphere at the stadium. It was packed. It was like the home opener that happened against Vancouver where we ended up losing, and it was really disappointing. But the atmosphere was good. It was better than that 2 years ago.
That's great. It looked packed, man. We were on live talking, and it looked like a great place to
be. What did it look like on TV?
It sounded just as loud as it ever does on TV, because, you know, you can't really do too much justice with gauging how loud the sound is and how the supporter groups. But the stadium looked packed, and a lot packed than other people are making it seem it was. But
what do you mean?
I feel like the stadium was a lot more packed than people were playing it out to be.
Oh,
like people across town being like, "Hey, man, you have empty seats," and it's like
they had a lot.
You know,
of empty
they
seats
had a lot of empty seats, but
it
was
going
to sell out.
It was a complete sellout. There were some great charity things going on. Jelle was there giving autographs. I couldn't get near the guy. There were so many people. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do the jersey thing that day because there were so many people. I couldn't get near the pupusa truck because there were so many people. Afcha was doing a fundraiser, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. But it was super fun, man. It was super fun. It was really cool. Timmy wasn't there either. But I saw Manny at Outlaws, who was cool. I saw my friend Brendan, who's from Texas. He's SA Galaxy on the Discord and on Twitter. And people came from all over to come to the game, and it was awesome, and you could feel it, which is why the tit for tatness was frustrating through the game, right? Are we gonna get one? Are we gonna know? I was happy with the tie. But for Chicha to get one at the death in the way he got one at the death,
very vintage,
very interesting. And I'd love your commentary on the goal. You've seen the goal, you've seen the game, right? You were watching.
So I had turned on the game just like any other given match day and sat down, watched the whole game, right? And I had to go pee in the 89th, and I came back and Cheech scored. So I did not see the goal in real time. Did I have a chance to go look back and watch it? I think it was great. I mean, it's a very different goal that we generally don't see Chicha score.
That's what people were saying, that it was a striker's goal. It was not a poacher's goal.
Mm-mm. It was great. He was able to shake one defender and cut back inside and shoot the ball far post, or was it? I think it was far post.
I think he bent it, but it mm-hmm. bent into the middle right behind Sean Johnson, who is not a scrub keeper.
Yeah, no, dude. I mean, championship keeper, dude.
It was good. And, you know, a lot of people want to say, you know, all the CONCACAF Champions League teams lost or tied over the weekend, which is true. But these are the
champions. It's not our fault.
Yeah, these are the champions, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
We kept, I think the biggest thing is that we kept a clean sheet. And Sega Koulibaly is getting a lot of praise for his performance. They fell asleep a couple times. It's the first game of the season. You know, New York had their chances, but ultimately the boys kept a clean sheet. Is it a fresh page for the defense?
I feel like we have to look at it going into a new game or going into this new season, right? Like, despite, you know, I'm going to use Timmy's gripe, whatever he has with Sega. It's like, unfortunately, he didn't play a great preseason, but that's what that's meant for. It's meant to get all the kinks out now. So by the time we get to showtime and game time, we're able to, you know, navigate in a more effective and clear way. And I think the defense understood the assignment for the most part. I want to praise Raheem Edwards.
Oh, hang on. Before we go, let's transfer. We're transferring over into our player profiles.
Sweet.
So Sega's good. Let's talk about Raheem. Go ahead.
I really enjoyed Raheem's performance, man. I saw a little bit online and on Twitter about people being a little too overly critical, but he's never really played this defensive role, and the only time he did it was against us last year, and we cooked him for it. So
yeah, and that's, he got a lot of criticism. A lot of the LAFC people were saying that he's a midfielder. I don't know why we're playing him as a wing back. He doesn't play defense, whatever, but he looked to play good defense to me.
Yeah, I mean, despite the one run that Castellanos had got in behind him, and he tried to, there was just a lapse in concentration there. He wasn't able to pick up on him. I mean, you give that to any right back that isn't, or fullback or wing back that isn't like Araujo, you know, like it's going to be a little chippy.
Tati was the golden boot winner. He's going to get past you. You know, it's going to happen. But I thought as advanced up the pitch as he would get, he would also do a good job of coming back when he could. And when he didn't, Mark Delgado and Ryan did a good job of stopping the counter. And it felt good.
It did feel good, man.
We've been here before.
Every season starts like this, dude. It wasn't Orlando. It was Inter Miami.
Last year.
Yeah, and then
Chicharito heroics,
as per. Hopefully he can stay healthy. We saw a little bit of Dejan in the game, did we? He got brought on, right?
No, he didn't. No? He did not play. No, he did not play. Cheech played the 90.
It was Ephra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Also, I'd like to touch upon the defense and hone in on Araujo. How he hasn't received retroactive.
He got away with booking. It. He got away
I,
with
I
it.
Don't know what everyone else is watching, but that is as blatant as a penalty and red card I've ever seen.
I looked into this. The MLS talking head guys, the guys at Extra Time. Hey, Extra Time guys, you can talk to us too. They're never listening to this. But that's a great show. Go check it out. I'm a fan of Andrew Wiebe. I know people don't like him very much, but I like him. They have a show called The Rewind, and they go over those plays, and they were losing their minds. Same thing, Mike. Like, how did Araujo not get a red card? It's Thursday. The disciplinary report comes out Wednesday. His name was not on the list. Greg said that he's traveling. He got away with it. And I guess the call on the play is that there was a foul that had happened prior to the horse collar move he did. And like when that happened, they blew the whistle for the first infraction. And the second one happened after the whistle. And I guess that, but still,
Not a good way to go about playing defense. I mean, I don't want to attribute that to spending too much time with L3, but that looks straight out of their book.
People are gonna come after you.
Please, dude. It looks like it's straight out of like L3 playbook, bro.
Yeah.
It's like interesting. I don't know. I'm not too hot on Araujo these days, man. I couldn't tell you
interesting.
Why.
You just the vibe.
It's just the vibe. Like you want to market yourself and you want to be the next big thing in LA or in Europe or wherever you want to go. Cause I agree now. I feel like I've come around and I feel like he has intentions eventually to leave.
Oh, he's not long for this league.
And I feel like we all are under that impression at the moment, but like they don't let that fly in Europe, dude. They don't. Yeah, and you want to market yourself as like, I'm a dog, I'm this, I'm that, like I'm for La Selección or Selección or whatever. It's like, bro, you can't be doing that, dude. No one is going to take that. Maybe they'll take you in Emeki. Maybe they'll take you in Liga, but that's a liability, dude. And it just shows that he's still sort of juvenile.
So that is you're like the second or third person I've heard say that people scouting him are going to see that. And like that shit wouldn't fly in the Prem or Germany.
He would get beat up in Italy. Lord forbid he played there. He would get beat up.
Like, wouldn't doubt. Yeah. So that's interesting that maybe a little dip to his stock if he continues to have the
relapse
into making the fouls and the mistakes, mm-hmm. right?
It's just super juvenile, dude. And it's like you want to be this grown, mature and sophisticated defender, and then you do that, and then it's like all your credibility like that is gone.
Interesting. Okay. What do you think about Douglas Costa, number 10? What'd you think about him?
Honestly, I feel like he's one of the names that gets lost when looking at this team that performed well. I mean, he played great. His passing ability was awesome, and he definitely did help us enjoy the amount of possession that we did. He was great.
He's physical.
He was super physical, which I really wasn't expecting in the slightest. I'm excited. I mean, he got a few shots off on goal in those first 15, and then I feel like he sort of,
tapered away.
Yeah, I got lost in the game, but I don't think he's the headline here. I don't think he's the headline after this week, which I thought all of us would be under the impression that Douglas Costa would be the...
Maybe that's a good thing.
The headline player. Maybe it is a good thing, but I would have liked to see him contribute one way or another, but I'm glad at least one of our new guys in Raheem Edwards was responsible for contributing.
Yeah, Raheem made team of the week. Chicharito made the bench. People are talking about he was also lost in the game kind of until the end. But that's the important thing to recognize. And I want to give a little bit of a recognition to the roster building that Greg has done. I mean, all of us were like, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you see them trot this team out, and how they played unit defense that they're still learning. It wasn't perfect, but to take a clean sheet against the champs, to cover for each other, to integrate someone new like Douglas Costa, to get Mark doing what he's doing, and to get Kevin doing what he's doing, looking pretty good. He could have taken a couple better shots, but whatever. It's a lot of change, and a lot of the stuff I've seen is that they win this game last year too, but not in the way that they went about winning the game this weekend. It was a little luck.
Yeah.
And it took a game changer, but when your team backbone is solid, it opens the doorway for your game changers to have that one moment or two moments a game where you can turn a tie into a win.
Yeah, I saw the little interviews they do after the game for when we're at home or when we're away or whenever we win, and it's like in this instance it was Cheech. Cheech was walking off and he was still panting and catching his breath because he had just scored the winner, and he was like, "I feel like it's a great team, and I feel like any of these guys could have produced that same moment. It just happened to be me."
Yeah, and he said it was a win for the Galaxy.
Yeah,
and I love that in a player. Mm-hmm. I love that in a leader. It's refreshing. It makes me feel good that he's the captain.
Yeah.
And I think he might have a little bit of a renaissance before he retires here.
Maybe.
And if he retired a G at this point, I'd be cool.
You've earned
that.
It, buddy.
You've earned it.
It's so crazy.
I mean, I think he will continue. I think he has to earn it more. But Tucker had a funny thing of him like with his arms out, and it's like, oh, it's the statue. That'll be the statue pose.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's still weird to think of him as a player. Like, I mean, you have a lot more trauma at the hands of that man.
The rivalry. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I came around at the tail end and it wasn't really Cheech at the time when I was watching international soccer, but it's still so weird to claim him as one of our players. But I'm honestly so glad that he's been able to come here and even persuade the people that were on the fence about him. And to say right. if I was on the fence was, that's an understatement, dude. I was not happy when he was our guy, but you know, we love Cheech, dude.
Yeah, we love Cheech. You know, I almost put him on the back of this jersey. I wanted to get a little funky with it, which is mm-hmm. why I didn't, but I would be proud to wear his jersey.
And, yeah, man, he's that, really made, he's
that's amazing.
He's done everything he's been able to do to incorporate the fans, yeah. the city, and I feel like yeah. this season is going to be like him staking his claim in Los Angeles. Yeah. Not in the nice. Way that Zlatan did it, but in his own in his own Chicha way, where it's like, yeah. we kind of still hate you, but you're one of our own.
he's just so damn likable, and I didn't expect that or know that. And he's humble, and I like that. Okay, what about Kevin real quick?
Hi, Kevin. The SpongeBob, like, jellyfishing one, where it's the cucumber. Hi, Kevin. Yeah. I mean, dude,
It was a team game, dude. It was weird. It's like hard to sit here and like try and talk about players. But like it was a team thing. But that's awesome. And we haven't had that in in a minute.
It was a hard fought win. But Kevin, I mean, I love him. He's my boom player. And it's looking kind of iffy for you off the jump, Kevin.
No, he had a good game.
I feel like he had a good game. I just feel like some of the shots he was taking were sort of like last year where he'd like get in front of goal and then just be like. But he did look physical, which is good.
Yeah, he's playing defense.
He's tracking back a little bit. So, I mean, I'm indifferent about his performance. If you saw anything different, then please enlighten me because I feel like I could have went with or without him. We could have started Grandisser and had a better
game, maybe. I don't know. I think, well, Kevin's going to start. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think he did well. I think he's improving. I think the shot still needs a little more power, a little more threatening. But I like what he's doing. You could tell he's hungry. And I don't know. First game out of the gate, like how critical can we be? The fact that this is what we wanted before, right? You can't when you don't have much to say, the defense to talk about or anybody to talk about, it's like everyone did their job.
Yep.
And you still won, everyone did their job.
Not a lot to be critical about, but, you know, it has me all the more anxious for the coming week and what we have going on in Charlotte this match day. So
that's a perfect segue. Looking ahead to Charlotte. I got a little quicker on the cue there. Mm-hmm. So the Galaxy play Charlotte FC. Yeah, Charlotte FC.
Just Charlotte.
Yeah, I just thought about it. I was like, are they FC? Yeah, Charlotte FC. This coming Saturday at, I'm pulling it up. Vamp for me. I'm pulling it up. They play at 4, I think.
Yeah.
All of the conversation has been about fact that there's going to be allegedly a sellout crowd of 75,000 people at Bank of America Stadium.
It's Charlotte.
Which is, of course, where the Panthers play. Right? Bank of California Stadium?
I couldn't tell you. I thought, I mean, it feels like, you know, we would have heard something about them having their own stadium.
Not Bank of California. I'm an idiot. Bank of America Stadium.
Bank of America Stadium, yeah.
Not the Stank. Bank of America Stadium. Yeah, that's where the Panthers play. So everything in there is nice and like that teal color that matches.
It's turf.
It's turf. Is it turf? Mm-hmm. It looks like it's
going to be. Because it's an NFL stadium.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be jam-packed. And I don't know. So just to go back to this past weekend, DC beat them 3-1. I think, but we don't know about DC really, other than what we've seen when we played them. The jury is out whether or not DC is a good team or not. Charlotte is an expansion side, and like we were talking about earlier in the week, the league has been pretty unforgiving to expansion sides. But the fact that they're in front of a crowd that will beat Atlanta's record says a lot. They'll be pumped up to play at home. They'll have the energy. Feels a little trap game-ish already, second game of the season, and we have a little bit of a trap game situation. I do like what the Galaxy have said. They're just focusing on the game plan, giving them respect, and they're going to handle it, and Cheech and Greg both said that. But, you know, I don't know. They didn't play horribly against DC. I think they were a little bit unlucky. But the coach, I don't know if you saw this, Mike, but like 2 weeks before the season started, the coach was like, we're fucked. Like, he actually said that in an interview because their roster building has not been a...
the expansion draft wasn't helping for them, I would assume as much. Like, I'm looking at the roster right now, and I'm like, I know one guy here, and it's Christian Fuchs, and he was the old... he was the old Leicester guy.
Yeah. So, hey, Chris is in the chat. What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
He said, who is that, foo?
I think hey, Chris, we going to talk about this later, bro. It's been a long day, dude. My head hurts.
Yeah, Chris says we win 10-0. I would love that. I'd love to pad the goal differential. We could blow them out. They played DC. What's to say that Costa doesn't run rampant, that Kevin doesn't run rampant, that they throw Dejan in there to give Cheech a little bit of a break halfway through the game because it's on turf, and then... and it's a far trip, and he runs rampant, you know? Mm-hmm. Do we get Williams back? Sega have another good game. Edwards, you know? We are a lot. There's a lot of raw talent on this team, more so than DC. I don't know if Charlotte... I mean, it's going to be a good test for us.
I think it'll be the environment that separates the two teams.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
I feel like it's going to be a heavy 12th man situation. Where it's the fans will play a bigger role into them playing well than they would just alone by themselves. Because it's going to be their home opener, correct?
And yes, it's
going to be their first game. It's going to be a 12-man scenario. We're going to go in there, and these guys are going to be so happy that they have a soccer team. And you know, the energy is just going to be so high. So I'm honestly just a little bit more concerned that the fans will do more for them than for us. Because they're not going to be quiet.
No, they're not going to be quiet. Timmy's in the chat now.
What up, Tim?
He says, we got CLT in the bag. Chris says, hello, easy. Jimmy. I love it. I love it. I love it. So it is what it is. I'm going to kill this music. It's so hard to talk over. I want to like get my flow on. I'm just kidding. So what is your prediction for the game? Chris says 10-0. We have experienced players to get past those 10 minutes. Yeah, it's the first 10 minutes of the game. Absolutely. If they can settle in and start playing their game, then that'll be good.
I don't see it being an issue. Yeah. Do you want to go first?
You go first. I need to do something real quick.
Okay. So heading into, we're literally going to be the first ones to ever play in that stadium against Charlotte. I think the atmosphere is going to be a little challenging, but I don't see us leaving Charlotte without 3 points. So I'm going to say we squeak past them 3-1.
Squeak past? 3-1 is a squeak pass?
No, but I think it'll be one of those where it's like maybe we shouldn't have walked all the way out with those three goals. You know, maybe we get a lucky one in between, but I'm going to say... a 3-1 win for the Galaxy. Scores in Dejan, Douglas, and throw Sega in for a header if he plays.
Sega in for a header. Costa and who else?
And Dejan if he sees minutes.
Dejan. Yeah, Timmy says I think we see some Dejan in this match. I think so too. I think the benefit of our roster right now is that we have the rotational ability. And we have like we have new players, like you said, but like we were talking about in the preseason, we have more of a core that's been around. So I think it enables that rotational ability that we'd been lacking in previous years. You know, you're not looking for Zubac to come off the bench because you don't have anybody else. You know what I mean?
Thank the Lord. Thank
killing
the Lord.
It. Nashville. Yo, Zubac's return to the digs is going to be very unkind.
Gotta do better, dog.
Yeah. Timmy predicts a 4-0 Chicha brace. Costa 1, Cabral 1. I think we get a 2-0 win, convincing. And I think that we see Kevin in the mix, and I think we see Costa in the mix.
Sweet.
And right now, Michael, I would like to introduce you to our special guest.
Oh. Yeah. I got five minutes.
The one, the only.
That's awesome.
C-Sando 7. What do you
think? Yo, what up, Chris?
Hey, I'm liking the Bad Bunny shades, bro.
Thanks, bro.
He does look like Bad Bunny.
How's it going, man?
Hell yeah.
What do you think? 10-0?
Nah, you know me, my sarcastic ass. Come on now. Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Look, I wanted to hop on real quick. I watched the game, and for the first time, I rewatched it. Usually, I watch the games if I'm drunk or not. Whatever I catch. But I actually rewatched the game, and I saw the reporters trying to blame the New York loss as tired legs. You know, they just play, blah, 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 fatigue. But I'm like, I don't think they struggled in the Champions League, man.
No, they whooped that team.
They whooped them easily. They brought in subs, refreshed their legs. So, and it's the beginning of the season. Like, you can't – legs aren't that heavy yet. You know, and I like what I saw, man. We were able to control certain parts of the game. We were able to get out of trouble, not easily, but, like, comfortably, you know, like, okay, not just blast it away. And the comment I said, you know, I know you guys were just talking about, oh, you know, there's going to be loud. It's going to be good soccer atmosphere. I wish I would have gone. It was either between this one or Seattle. Seattle flight was a little Seattle cheaper next week. You know, yeah. but it's going to be a good soccer atmosphere. But here's the thing. We would have had Jonah or legit Zubac in this team. I don't know if that experience gets us past that noise.
Yeah, I agree.
Now we have players, experienced
big game players
that, yeah, bring the noise. We'll take it and we're going to push through it and fucking work it out. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
They carry the expectation. I feel like everyone now has the impression and the idea that we are a winning team and all the deadwood is finally just gone. Yeah. So hopefully they can carry their heads high and march out with all three.
Right now, something that I think we have, and it's not going to last long, but we have the X factor of Costa. And the reason I say that, because they don't know how he plays yet. It's a different game than seeing it on TV and seeing how fast this guy's going to run by you. How much strength he's going to bring. So I give it maybe a good 10 games until they start figuring him out, start learning how to play against him. But it's an X factor right now. And
we're gonna steal some points that way.
I think so. I'm usually not confident in away games, you know. And you guys know I set my expectations low. Really, really low.
Real low.
I think we'll be okay this weekend.
I think we'll be fine, all right, too, man.
Hey, I wanna highlight real quick for you that April 23rd, the home game, is really important for you. I hope you can be there. It's against Nashville, and I think we all owe a Zoo God a good welcome back.
Yep, give him a good warm hand.
Tell me welcome. Why I caught that game. They played Sunday night, right? Yeah, Sunday after us.
Yeah, they played and the Sounders.
I'm sitting there half drunk, and I look up like, where the fuck is he? And he didn't even play.
Already looking for him.
He didn't even play. I was like, I knew it. It wasn't just me.
Can we get like a C-Sand X Zubac like redemption arc? Look, a shake hands?
I have a podcast. He is more than welcome to come.
Plug it.
You know, Soy Tu Tata Pod, bro. Come on down. Zubac, unblock me. Let's talk, you know. The first step is first. He has to unblock me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure. So, hey, Ethan, if you're seeing this, buddy.
We'll make that happen, right there, Ethan. Right. Ethan, don't be mean, Ethan.
That's awesome, man.
Oh, man. What else? How'd you enjoy the home? Were you at the home game? Were you at the game?
Yeah, I had my ticket rep, awesome ticket rep, hooked us up with stadium club passes. So we were there chilling with the VIPs, feeling very VIP out of the sun.
Damn.
It was
C-San went Hollywood, bro.
Oh, for sure, bro. I wasn't going to be in the sun for 90 minutes. No, I feel you, bro.
It was hot out there, bro.
It was hot out there.
Yeah. It was hot. And it was cool, man. I don't know how many people ended up getting jerseys. I bought my jersey. And I bought it towards the end of the game, thinking I was going to miss out on the name set. And I still got it. I still got the name set pass, which is super cool. And I asked the guy, he was like, oh, man, we have tons. So I'm sure if one of you guys missed out, I got a free $45 name set, you know?
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I picked mine up today. I got the card, but the lines were so long. So I left it the other day and it was awesome. And when he gave me mine at halftime, he had a bunch still, but we got to get Mikey hooked up.
I know, bro. I need to get a new Galaxy kit. It's been a minute.
Hey, let me, Let me ask you real quick.
What's up?
I'm going to move. This was supposed to be Mikey's corner, but we'll just have it be okay. Like the crazy everyone. Corner.
Sweet.
Sergio Ramos, yes or no?
See. I think so. I think he's yes. Fucking great.
I say
more than Sergi.
Absolutely, yes. I would love to watch Sergio Ramos fuck people up week in and week out for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
But you don't think the way our stupid league is that they're going to keep a really close eye on him?
And like that's Nigel.
That's the fucked up part. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy's going to come. He's going to smack. I mean, Ibra had that target on his back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's going to suck. I don't know. I mean, I would love him.
I just can't imagine, like, it's so strange. And I would have said this about Zlatan, too. But I can't imagine, like, Nick Depew partnering with Sergio Ramos. Those are like your starting center backs. You know, it's like a crazy idea.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he would work well with Williams.
Yeah. Well, Williams having is the starter.
Having that European connection and being able to navigate that. But I feel like it's fun, man. If we're able to get him on TAM, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. Like, if we can do that, then please.
We have a million plus.
Yeah. Well, give it to Sergio.
And he gets paid out by PSG. Yeah. So I mean,
that's a lot of money.
Money won't be a thing, you know what I mean? And that's what a lot of people in the league hate. You know, like we haven't been successful in the last maybe 10 years. I want to say maybe.
And, close to being generous.
We still bring that fire to come to LA, man. Who doesn't want to be Hollywood?
It's the star power, man. Everyone wants to chill by the beach, and it's the city of champions.
Even still with Miami, everyone was like, Miami's going to take that factor away, but that's no.
Still there, though.
Yeah, I think so. That, yeah, I mean, they have Bato and stuff, too. Like, they've had their guys.
They still have him?
Yeah, he's still there. But that's an easy jump to Europe. That's what they bring. Mm-hmm. You know, with us, it's like a 10-hour flight from there, I think maybe 6.
Yeah.
You know, so it's easier than an all day thing, you know.
It's super interesting because I think at the twilight of a bunch of these South American guys' careers, we'll see like Neymar at Miami, we'll see, I don't know, I don't think we'll ever see Messi in the MLS at this point, but I could see a Ronaldo at Miami. I don't think he necessarily fits the vibe. I think he'd be more LA than Miami. But different landing spots are going to emerge as the years continue. And I think Miami, like you had said, it still has like that like appeal. It's like it's super close. It's kind of like LA. I mean, I guess.
Yeah,
but
Miami's hot, bro. I like Miami. Yeah. Miami's dope. Yeah.
Oh, before I forget, let me ask for another hot take. And I feel like the Sergio Roberto thing isn't as hot right now, so we can gloss over that. Earlier today, they said, hey, fans, help us make the 2024 home kit. Can I tell you what I think? And then you tell me if I'm crazy for thinking this. I think they're like, you motherfuckers complain so much. You guys make the rebrand.
Yep.
And then if it flops, it's on your asses.
Wasn't that black one with the red in it? Yeah. That was a fan design, right?
That was the third kit, though.
Yeah, but it was a fan design, right?
Yeah, it was cool. You didn't like it?
I don't know, man. I really enjoyed that one. That one was in like 20. Are you guys talking about the black one with the red, yellow?
Yeah,
and
it was
stripes?
Like a throwback to the original kit or whatever.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I have very fond memories of it on like FIFA 12.
Yeah, your little Mikey ice.
But yeah, man. I don't know. I do agree with you, though, and I don't think you're all the way crazy yet.
Letting the fans make the home kit?
Bro, I don't blame them. The most ridiculous fucking argument is that people are mad because the jersey is a white t-shirt. And I'm going to fucking roll into it. When has the jersey ever not been a fucking white shirt, bro? What? Like, what? They're like, you know what, guys? I'm tired of you guys. Literally the hardest fan base to please. They said, I'm glad that the club went, fuck it.
They said, you guys make it.
You do it. Well, when it comes out, everyone's pissed.
I do believe that because I follow a lot of, I have a homie out in London with Arsenal. I have a few friends in Manchester that I've met throughout the years. And when they release stuff, I've never seen the amount of bitching that we get here. And they bitch. Like, don't get me wrong.
No,
right?
Hard.
Other soccer fans, even across the pond, they bitch. Mm-hmm. Goddamn, here?
It's yeah.
I'm slowly converting to TikTok because I don't have to read the bullshit that's on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're despicable.
Every
man.
Time you open we're Twitter, despicable. It's something. Every
it's
time.
Always something, dude. I at this point, I'm like, I'm just coming to terms that y'all are like my really toxic, like secondary family. So it's like, you know, we have our problems.
Mikey, wait till you go to an away days for real though, and you get like you get into like the drinking, and it's super fun, and also goes off the rails really quickly.
Yeah. Real quick, fun. Dude. Yeah.
There was one comment, real quick. Somebody mentioned it on Twitter. I should have reposted it, but he said that this is part of the rebrand. Mm. These are taking the steps. I don't think so. I mean, why would we rebrand? I don't see. I know there's a different topic, something else, but I don't see that happening.
Why would they change the crest up? You know, maybe like soften it a little, like they have been, but like
simplify like take the gold strip off, like border around it, take that off. Maybe I don't know. If we were to ever change the logo, one thing that I've been seeing a lot and that you had mentioned, it's the LA with the star next to it. Like, I think that would be cool, where it's like the star isn't center, but it's like LA, and then the star is like right there.
Kind of like Juve, like a free-floating one?
Yeah, like a free-flowing one. I think that could be cool. I think that would be sick. But
yeah, but they can't change it. I'm with Chris. They can't change it completely because everyone in the world knows it.
Yeah. We're in too deep, and there's just so much attached to this logo. And I mean, I don't remember when we switched logos. Do any of you guys have
when
a...
Beckham when Beckham came. And that was the Beckham move. Mm-hmm. We switched color because I don't think Beckham was going to see himself wearing green and gold. I think that was the switch. So that's why we went to the blue, white, and gold. For all you new people that don't know, just a little bit of history there. Yeah. I can't give you guys too much, but a little bit.
Not too much soft, bro. You got to keep a little bit.
That's awesome. They wanted to make it, I think. The idea was like Madrid. Make it a little bit more like Madrid, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For that sure. was the idea.
All right, that's boys. Awesome. Well, that was another G30. We're getting here to the end. Final thoughts, Mikey?
Excited to get into this next week with Charlotte. Hopefully we walk out with 3 points. And I want to see Dejan get involved, man. I'm sort of tired of seeing him just rot on the bench. You have a special place in all of our hearts, Dejan, for what you do to FC. Hopefully you can do it against Charlotte and see some minutes. But that's it for me.
Awesome. Chris, thanks for coming on and joining with his final thoughts.
I'm kind of with Mikey. Thanks for letting me hop on. But
anytime, you're always welcome.
Yeah, man, for sure. But if this could be a good test run, if we're dominating a game, throw Chicha and Dejan up top for a good 15, 20 minutes. I would like to see it. You know, I mean, if we're up, I don't know, just if we're winning 3-0 or whatever, let's just say.
Experiment.
Experiment it for a bit. Take Chicha out, rest him. But I mean, this could be the game where you just throw, how we say it, and tirar toda la carne al asador, throw everything on the fucking plate, like, and go for it. This is a team that they're still trying to figure out who they are, and there should be no reason why we shouldn't go all in. If it was a close game, 1-1, 0-0, like, go for it, you know? So we'll see. But but thanks, guys.
Thank you.
If I don't come by with you guys, I'll be in Seattle next week. Okay. So. Come by, we'll man. Have a drink. Hit me up. Add me on social media.
Let him know. He ain't done this in a minute. Chris ain't get his G30 check in a long time.
Check him out.
That last check bounced, homie. That last
check. Oh, you're back.
We're talking to the accountant. Timmy's in charge of the money, so you know that's why he's not here.
I'm old beers from a preseason game. I don't know, man. This is nonsense.
You got a tab, bro.
We got you. We got you.
All right, last thoughts count.
Last thoughts. Same thing. I just want to see. I want to see like a little. If we're winning, a little experimentation, a little rotation. And let's just try some stuff and let's go for it. We could have taken the tie in New York. They said nah, and they pushed. I'd like to see that continue. Sweet. But that is that. Mikey, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at CFC Michael, and if you want to keep up with us in the G30 crew, I'm using Timmy's rendition of this. You can come check us out on all Spotify and streaming platforms at the G30 podcast. It is the G30 podcast, and I'm gonna take a nap. My head hurts and I need a lot of Advil.
All right, bad buddy. Chris, you want to tell people where you are on social media or no?
I'll be nice because I know there's a few people after me. at CSAN07 across all social medias, man. Hey, love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
It's always enjoyable to come by. And yeah, man, hopefully we get 3 points and we'll be drinking.
For sure.
Hell yeah. There we go.
All right. And I'm Count Shock 786. We'll catch you next time. Peace.